What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another edition of the Smarkout Moment Smack Talk Podcast. This is the 2017 Sexiest WWE Superstars Tournament Round 4 recap, Round 5 discussion of the matches for the finals. We just knocked out the semifinals, and we are down to our last two men and women. Of course, this section is going to be the men's bracket, so if you are just interested in the women's bracket, click on the next video. Or if you're on iTunes and Stitcher, just fast forward a little bit. You can still do that. You can click a couple buttons, right? We are going to be knocking down everything that we need to take care of as far as recap and stuff first. But before we start actually talking about that, we need to introduce who is going to be on the panel tonight. Or actually today, because it's in the afternoon. My days are all messed up. So it's night for me. It's night somewhere. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango, and we've got the usual panel, but we also have a newcomer to this section of the tournament, at the very least. You know his name, though. It's Drew White.
Hey, 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 it's me. You know it is. Bam. Perfect. Let's wrap it up.
Living in the background there is Angie Williams.
Ah, you started it from the end of the alphabet this time, huh?
Not knowingly.
Well, she should have gone first if we were going to start at the end.
That's true.
Yeah.
We also have Callum Wiggins.
Hey, yo.
And we've got Kayla Ferris.
I'm the one whose last name does not begin with W.
That is true. Well, and mine doesn't. But if you flip
it's an upside down W, so you're kind of like a cousin to us.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like the parallel universe version. There, at somewhere out there, there's Tony Wango.
We have this
and a Stephen Mago.
How does his Wango?
A little bit of a curve. I don't know.
Oh God!
It's just for the joke. I'm not going to send pictures in the middle of this and do some kind of Fight Club thing where there's like one frame. Although I can't say that I haven't been tempted to do that over the years. I have thrown subliminal messages into different things over the years. Nobody's ever called me out on it. But there's been, like, podcasts where, like, it'll change to a different graphic, and it'll be, like, one frame of a different thing, or there's been, like, a black background, and then, like, the slightest hex number above, there's been written in text stuff like, please subscribe. Like, I've done stuff like that before. I haven't seen any kind of notifications of people going, like, hey, you realize that I can see this if I up my brightness on my screen or anything? There's an old uncensored video when we were doing our comedy troupe that was literally all subliminal advertisements. I don't even know if it's on the internet anymore. Anyway, this has nothing to do with the tournament, but...
At least we didn't talk about food.
I am a little bit hungry, but maybe we'll talk about that afterwards. Apparently, Drew has some kind of a mushroom story for us. Right now he's probably getting all nervous. Anyway,
as fucking cucumber.
Ugh, another like food cucumbers.
So let's talk about round 4 of the semifinals. We had Seth Rollins versus Zack Ryder and Finn Balor versus Randy Orton with a 55.3% vote, and it ended up being 10 votes technically as far as like the actual votes go. Seth Rollins beat out Zack Ryder, which we're all kind of a little bit disappointed about. Because we were all pretty much rooting for Zack Ryder this time around. I know Peter was rooting for Ryder as well. He gets knocked out, but he ended up lasting a lot longer this tournament than he did before. So, commendable effort.
It was close, too. It was very close.
Very close, yeah, and it was up against the guy who won last year.
Right, so there you go.
Yeah, I really thought Ryder had a damn good chance, but he just couldn't pull it off.
Couple more people would have voted the other way, it would have been a different story. But no, you got to go with Rollins again. But we do get a little bit of an upset, kind of, because he didn't make it to this point last year. Finn Balor beats out Randy Orton with, astoundingly, 73.1% of the vote.
See, that the margin of that really surprises me. I thought Finn Balor might win, but I didn't think it would be such a blowaway.
Yeah, it was 68-25.
Wow, that is surprising to me.
Apparently the result of this poll was the reason why they decided to hotshot the WWE Championship onto Jinder Mahal.
Well, Jinder wasn't in this year's tournament, was he? He was part of the qualifying round and got knocked out, I think. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he got knocked out in the qualifiers. So maybe this time around next year when we're doing the tournament, people will be like, you know what? I actually like Jinder Mahal and all that. Because people are so manipulative when it comes to that kind of thing. It's like, they're the champion. Well, let's give them a vote. Like that kind
of thing. I never understood. Well, yeah, the power of that title is sexy. You got to give him that.
The power of the veins is too creepy and ugly.
And who doesn't find Bakmi attractive?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that means our finals are Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. And I am going Finn Balor for here. But my gut reaction to this was when I started typing up the poll and everything, I was like, this is really, again, we've got, like, there's some kind of like a goth emo type of vote going on with this tournament. Because Seth Rollins appeals to that sort of, not like the goth side, but like, that kind of like a punk, grungy kind of environment a little bit more than like the preppy sort of thing. And then Finn Balor's got the whole demon thing and all that. And it's like, I wonder if that's why people are voting that way. Because like Randy Orton's got the Viper thing and we've got, well, Zack Ryder's the total opposite of that. That kind of goes against that because he's got the spiked hair and the popped collar and shit. But
yeah.
Woo-woo.
I'm very curious to see if we get a little bit of an upset here. Because at the moment, with this vote, Finn Balor's kicking ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just really?
Oh, wow. Yes, he is.
But it can change.
It can change. You never know. It's only 53 responses. 55 responses, actually, but only 53 people voted for that section of the poll. But it is kind of like a 2-1 vote.
Yep.
I'm going Balor, but maybe some other people vote in some other way here. What do you guys think?
I'm going Finn Balor. I think he should win the whole thing, and I think I was rooting for him since the beginning.
I'm going to say Balor does have a much better body, but I'm thinking I would rather, you know, if I had to pick one to sleep with, it would probably be Seth.
Really?
Well, see, she's seen the cock. She's impressed.
That's great. Oh, yeah, exactly. That is the only reason.
She doesn't know about Finn Balor. Finn, he's a little smaller. You don't know.
You haven't seen the Finn Balor.
But he does. I'll have to go with
Balor. It's the beard, isn't it?
Yeah, that is one thing. He can grow his facial hair much better. And he has hair.
Okay, so it comes down. You have to pick one of the two. Which one's sexier?
Balor. He has a sexier body.
Mostly going for Balor.
Callum? Can I just say, I'll let Callum go first.
Thank you, Drew.
That's all you wanted to say?
Oh, man, hey. You're welcome.
I'm going to go Finn Balor. He has an amazing body and no personality, so he's like the world's best sex doll.
Yeah, you got to give him that.
Good description.
Oh, now you can go, Drew.
Oh, okay.
Well, look how cordial this podcast is today.
Well, okay, so I'm going to vote for Seth Rollins because I think he's the better looking one of the two. But I just want to say, other than... My bad, my lighter.
I told you it was going to happen.
Damn it, Drew.
Zack Ryder, like, my final four is completely different than this.
Well, actually, let's backtrack a little bit more because you haven't been able to give your opinions too much about this tournament yet. But when you look at the bracket, what like are some surprises or like some things that you're kind of like, what the hell? Why did that happen? You know, you would have supported somebody other than what ended up happening, you know, anything like that. What are your thoughts?
I really don't get why Finn Balor's in the finals. I really don't understand that. I think his face is weird looking a little bit. I think AA is a fantastic body, but I just think his face isn't that attractive. So I was actually quite, unless it's just a popular vote of, yeah, we love him.
He does not have a good picture. His face looks really creepy in this picture.
There was a TV show that lasted only like 9 episodes or something like that. Not even like a full season. And I think it was called Hot or Not, but it might have been something else. Where it was awful. It was literally just people stand up on a stage and these people that were like judges have laser pointers and they critique everything about what they look like. It was amazing because it was just like, well, you see, you've got like a slight little bit of droopiness on this part of your one peck. And like, it was like, oh my God, it was horrible. The men and the women that were on that show must have like all just killed themselves after it. But I kind of look at the tournament sort of like this way, where it's kind of like, I can agree with Drew about like Finn Balor's face. Now, that guy is a good looking guy, but if I'm trying to be like as judgmental as possible, I do kind of think that he sort of looks like if you were about like 85% towards doing like a Caw character thing, and you just you didn't quite know how to do the full face thing right.
So it's, you know, kind of like face.
Like there's something off about his face, you know. I don't know, yeah, if it's like the position of his mouth or like the whatever. It's like, it's a horrible thing to be doing and judging the hell out of people. Because if somebody was doing this to me, I'd be like, you know, crying my eyes out and just kind of being like, this is me. But fuck it, they're celebrities. They can they can afford to take those shots.
Thanks,
but I
again.
Do I do sort of agree with Drew about that. It's like, he's a good looking guy, but there's something off. But I still have to go with him over Seth, because Seth is a cat monkey or whatever we did figure it out.
No, it's times like these I get my paper round bag out and put it over their heads.
Yep.
And then also another thing is, really, I'm not surprised with very much that happened. A lot of things played out how I would expect people to vote, but there's some things that I would have much different. Like Fandango would probably be in the finals.
Yeah. Fandango would have had a huge amount of support for me.
And another person who I think is actually very attractive, and he lost to The Miz in the first round, was Jason Jordan. I think he'd make it to the semifinals in my make-believe one.
He hasn't gotten a lot of love in this tournament. He got knocked out the one qualifying round last year, and this year, round one, he gets knocked out.
What surprised me is that Fandango was knocked out by Dean Ambrose in the first round.
Yeah, Angie.
Yeah.
See, that's where like the punk grunge vote comes.
Yeah, there you go.
Comes in.
He's too much of a pretty boy, I guess.
These people just have a problem with cops.
But then, they don't like fashion.
But then for my, other than that, the only thing I'd have different really is I would have Reigns in the semifinals against, instead of Seth. And then my finals would have been it would have been Fandango and Zack Ryder, and then Fandango would have won.
I probably would have gone with something very similar to that. But actually, an alternative vote, we added a couple more poll things this year, because why not? I added a separate thing where it was, if the finals had been the opposite, and we had Zack Ryder and Randy Orton, who would people have voted for? Right now, it's pretty close. It's 55.8% in favor of Randy Orton. But
when I checked it last, it was exactly tied.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's only a vote difference of 6. So it could change within, like, you know, by the end of the day kind of thing. But we do have a couple more days, so it could go either way. But that's sort of just to figure out who would get, like, the bronze medal, third place kind of thing. Because you got to figure the second place winner who loses in the finals gets silver medal. Whoever wins gets the gold medal, that kind of a thing. But Ryder and Orton... looks like it's a little bit more towards Orton. I would have gone with Ryder.
I'm going with Ryder, too.
Oh, and then, love Ryder.
And then one more thing I'm about to say that I know is a question later, but Tyler Breeze is such a damn shame he didn't make it into this tournament.
Yeah, the problem with that, he totally slipped my mind for the qualifying round. I thought that I had copied and pasted everybody in there that had been a part of the tournament the last time around, and I must have just hit like the enter key an extra time or something like that, and he wasn't a part
of it. So, out of curiosity, how long did it take you to realize that you didn't have him in the tournament?
Last week?
It was last week, I think, yeah.
So it went like 4 weeks?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And nobody said anything in the comments for that, did they?
Like a month.
No, like somebody brought up, who was it now? Somebody left a comment and they were like, why is so-and-so not in this? And I was like, oh, he got knocked out in the first round. It was, oh my God, I'm blanking on his fucking name. What were some of the people that would have knocked out in the qualifying round that would have been like halfway decent?
Qualifying round, I have no idea. There are a lot of guys.
Xavier Woods?
Aaron Corbin?
No, it wasn't Xavier Woods. It wasn't Baron Corbin. Now I've got to look it up real quick. It wasn't Aleister Black. It wasn't... I don't think it was an NXT guy. Oh, also, it was Big Cass.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Can I just say it's BS that Fat Hardy's in this tournament over Big Cass?
Well, over Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods is a good-looking guy, I think. And it was like, how the hell did he not get into the tournament this time around? Maybe it was the sex tape. I don't know. But that question about Tyler Breeze that I put out there, just in case, just to see what would have happened, I said if anybody would have voted for him over the finalists and stuff. And right now it's leaning towards people saying no, they would have voted for either one of the finalists over him. So yeah, if that works out like that, then we know that we weren't actually like missing anything. It wasn't like, oh damn it, Tyler Breeze would have taken this tournament this year, that kind of thing.
I'm actually surprised the vote is like that, that people aren't just trolling by saying they would have voted for Tyler Breeze over these two.
Well, now they will. Now that we put
you have my permission, you have my permission to do that because he's not winning either way.
That's true. We also have a poll this time around for best body, best face, and best personality, just to see like how people voted when it comes to that, because it was like some people do value like, man, the body is so much better on these people, I'm gonna vote for them over the other people and stuff. And unfortunately, the way that they've changed the Google response form, it's a fucking mess now. It used to have a list of everything and you could break it down easier. Now it's a fucking pie chart, so it's hard to tell. But we do have the list of all the 32 men that were in the tournament available for all three votes. And when it comes down to giving the actual numbers, I'll try to figure out a way to translate it somehow. But that's going to be a fucking bitch. In the meantime, best body, who were you guys going to vote for that one?
I would have to. Finn would be one of my, you know, top choices. And that is who took most of it.
Yeah, he's in the lead right now, it looks like.
I'd go Fandango.
It should be Fandango as well. Yeah. Thank you. I'm not crazy for thinking that. Yes, you guys are fucking losers.
Well, no, Tony, he'd probably be my second. I'm surprised Neville got as much as
I'm surprised AJ Styles is in second right now.
Oh, God, that is AJ.
Listen, if you ignore the tattoo, he's got a rocking bod, man.
Not over Fandango.
But did you see, I don't know if you guys are looking at the results here, we got Finn Balor currently in first, AJ Styles in second, and then tied for third, Ziggler and Neville?
Yeah.
Neville's a great body.
Neville has like a ridiculously bod for someone as small as him.
Neville's got a great body on him. It's just his face.
And his how fucking short he is.
Well, exactly. Yeah, compared to everybody else on the roster, he looks like he's like 5'2". I don't know how tall he actually is, but he looks very short.
He's probably like 5'9".
I think he's 5'8".
Yeah, he's probably your height.
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm way shorter than all these guys, but I build at 5'8". Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with a little shorter Finn Balor, but Neville's definitely up there. I'd say Fandango's up there. I think Cedric Alexander should be up there as well. I think he's got a very good body.
Cesaro's another guy that I can see people pulling behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got giant nipples though.
Yeah, that is true. Not a whole lot of support for like Apollo Crews because we were making fun of the whole like how awkward he looks and stuff.
The flying squirrel.
Face, I was kind of 50-50 between Zack Ryder and Roman Reigns. And I can't remember who I voted for. I think I voted for Roman Reigns.
On this one, I think I did go with Fandango.
I went Roman Reigns. The chiseled jaw wins it out for me.
This is best face, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Fandango gets another. Is he going to get that triple crown? Who knows?
Oh, my God. How many people voted for Finn on that? Really?
Finn Balor, 4, said he had the best face.
I'm just looking at the 8, amount of the 8%, taking up the pie chart.
8.5%.
Right now in the lead, AJ Styles and Seth Rollins, which to me, it's
Really?
No.
Okay.
I just want people voting for Finn Balor to remember that you are voting for someone who is also voting for Finn Balor quoted saying that he believes his face is like a car creator that was 85% dud. Okay, you should remember that when you vote for best face or for him in general.
Drew's getting so impassionate, he's eating his microphone while
I know. Right?
Yes. He just can't contain himself.
I have to make up for like 4 weeks of not doing this. Saving it all for right now. That's what you had to get the big bucks to get me in. That was a rule.
Some other people that I thought could have like been in the running for this. I mean, there's still a possibility everything changes and stuff. I don't think that Johnny Gargano has a bad face.
Yeah, he was one of my big picks as well.
If you could get past the smug look, Noam Dar doesn't have like the worst face. Randy Orton, I thought, would get a better amount of votes. I would have been surprised as all hell if Sami Zayn would have.
Yeah, I don't get really Seth Rollins, but I understand why AJ's tied for first. He's the face that runs the place. So duh.
That hair doesn't.
I like
people
his hair.
Just saying best face and thinking best baby face instead of actual face.
Well, if somehow Neville wins the best face thing, can we change his whole gimmick? Instead of the face that runs the place, can he be the troll that runs the poll?
I'm gonna vote for
Neville. I like it.
I'm gonna vote for Neville. I'm
gonna go back and vote. Does Neville have any votes here? I don't think so.
It's about to change. Just wait.
I'd also go with Chad Gable. I think Chad Gable's got a nice face as well.
I'd go Jason Jordan over Chad Gable for face.
I think his face is a bit too, like, it's too John Cena, like, butt chin. Really, for me.
What would we have for best personality is the other one. And that one, I ended up going with John Cena.
Really?
That's kind of like hit or miss for a lot of different people, though, but he's a nice guy.
I nice enjoy guy. Getting ordered around, Tony.
He's a nice guy who's funny as fuck, who will probably pay for every fucking thing you do with him. And he has like a guest house. He'll probably like, hey, you want to live here? Fuck yeah. And he just has to deal with Daniel Bryan and Birdie on the weekends occasionally. Can't be that bad.
Well, see, the thing with personality is we don't know a lot of how these people are behind the scenes. Like, face and body, we can just tell from looks. But personality, you only know a little bit here and there. And somebody like, say, Bobby Roode. Like, he plays a jerk character, but he might be, like, a great guy. Or Cedric Alexander, it seems like he would be a great guy. He might be a real asshole, you know? And you get like an AJ Styles who's winning right now. And it's like, yeah, but do you remember the whole gay community thing? Like, it's kind of like,
yeah.
You know, Jericho's, you know, he gets all upset about dabbling. And
that's who I voted for. I voted for Jericho. Because if I were going to hang out with anybody of these people, I think he would probably be the most fun. Although, had Xavier Woods been in here, I probably would have voted for him because, like, watching Up, Up, Down, Down and stuff like that, I think he'd be fun to hang out with, too.
Oh, yeah.
Guy, but he seems like he's really nice. He seems like he's a caring type of guy. Actually, I probably would have gone with Xavier Woods now that you brought him up if he would have been in this.
No, so does Seth is actually a really cool guy. He's been in some of those videos and hanging out with Xavier Woods.
A lot of the, I don't like the New Day people, oddly enough. It's Kofi who seems like he would be the biggest jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will agree with you.
Baby. And all that. Like, some of the other people are like Zack Ryder seems like a nice guy, but holy shit, would that be annoying to be around?
Can I tell you guys who I want to vote for my best personality?
Fandango.
I want to. I really want to now. I was going to vote for the New Day, but no, I'm going to vote for Fandango because he plays video games with a fucking New Day. That'd be so cool to hang out with him in the New Day. Fuck yeah. Fandango gets the three fucking Pete triple crown. Motherfucker.
Has Fandango been in the an Up, Up, Down, Down? I don't remember him being in there.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing him on there.
I don't know. Tyler Breeze.
He could have been.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze. Fandango hangs out with Tyler Breeze,
which would in turn means that they would hang out with the New Day. And I would push that to the moon.
Did they ever clarify why they kept calling Tyler Breeze Charles?
No, I don't know.
Follow him.
Well, everyone was picking nicknames and shit, and it could have just started as an inside joke.
Maybe, yeah. I'm curious about that. I should have added Charles to the list to see who people would vote for. The Miz is somebody who's like kind of like, what would you do with Miz's personality? That's like, he seems like he's just playing a part to me. Like, I don't think he's that much of a jerk.
Yeah, no, I think he comes across as a nice guy. He seems to be quite hyperactive, and he's a big wrestling fan, so you'd probably get along with him. He's one of my big picks on the personality, but I decided to go with Sami Zayn because I've heard a lot of stories about him just being a nice guy, but also very neurotic and easy to make fun of, and I think that would work quite well.
That could be probably one of the only votes that I would be like, yeah, I think Sami Zayn could work, can be the winner of those.
Yeah, Sami Zayn is going to win any of these categories. It would be that one.
He's in, what is it, third place right now? It's AJ Styles is in first, Finn Balor's in second for some reason, and then Jericho and Sami Zayn are tied for third.
Imagine how many
Finn Balor seems fucking boring as hell.
Who does?
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
Yeah, I don't know why he's so high in this. I really
they're voting for him because people think that having no personality is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I want him to buy a pint. That's all he seems to talk about. Just like, we're going to have a pint.
Well, I didn't even watch
he that. He doesn't say much when they add pints. Him. He just likes to mention that he gets pints with his bud.
Yeah, did you guys watch the network special about Finn Balor? I didn't watch that. Does he have a good...
No, it's just him. Hell. Yeah, it's just him going, hey, bud, let's go get a pint.
His personality doesn't shine through.
There legitimately is like a 10-minute section of him just talking about like having a pint with his friends. And it's like...
Boy.
Oh, boy. My God, you're boring. Like, it's like, you know, went through a lot.
Dude, and, this...
Now I'm going to have to fight back.
Oh, no. Now, guys, watch. This last video is going to get disliked to figurine just because we're just shitting on Finn Balor. He's about to win this tournament.
Yeah, he probably, that's true.
Yeah.
I've already disliked it and it hasn't even been uploaded yet.
Yeah, this is too much Finn hate for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm disliking all the figurines.
Finn Balor probably would have lost in the first round to for me.
Who was he up against in the first round?
Some jabroni. let me look. He faced Kofi Kingston. I would have voted for Kofi in the first round.
No.
Yes, I would have.
Finn would have made it to the second round for
yes,
me.
Yes, he would have. Kofi would have made it. No, Kofi would have made it to the third fucking round because he would have beat Jeff Hardy, who should have even been in the second round. Because fuck that. Kofi Kingston could have made it to the quarterfinals of this damn tournament.
Drew, it sounds like you're suffering from a lot of trouble in paradise.
Yeah. Oh, God. Just wait till we get to the women's one. It's gonna...
Well, the women's one is coming up next, everybody. The next couple of days, we still have a little bit of time to vote. I don't know when I'm going to shut off the brackets and the polls for you to be able to chime in on the finals, but try to get your votes in as soon as you can because that's going to determine who ends up winning. So for the men's bracket, that's everything that we need to break down. Women's one is coming up next. Click on that video and you'll see us talk about that one. We'll see you in a second. Welcome back, everybody. We are on the women's bracket for the Sexiest WWE Superstars Tournament 2017. Round 4 recap, round 5 finals discussion. Let's go back in time to round 4. Let's talk about what happened with those semifinals matches. And we had Maryse versus Renee Young. Sadly, even though a lot of us were pulling for Renee Young, comes up short. It was 65% of the vote in favor of Maryse. So it was pretty much like a 2-1. 55 votes for Renee Young, 102 for Maryse.
Well, still, you got to give her credit, though. Making it to the final four, she's not an in-ring performer. She doesn't really show off her body like the others do. So right. I think that's very commendable, making it this far.
Yeah, me too. And yeah, when it comes down to it, Maryse... very revealing, and the boobs in that picture are wonderful. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising. I thought it'd be a little closer, but
I thought that there was a chance Renee Young could beat her because I figured there was that vote between like the hot or the cute kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I was going for the cute. I really would have liked to have seen Renee win.
It was sort of a 50-50 shot for me, and I can't remember who I ended up voting for because I was like, well, in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to vote against them in the next round anyway. So didn't really matter. And that was because we had Peyton Royce versus Alexa Bliss. And ooh. Peyton Royce is somebody who I think deserves a lot of credit because she's still a part of NXT and she got this damn far, but she
yeah,
got
that's
her
true.
Yeah.
ass handed to
yes,
her.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, it was like 6-1, 85-15.
I, not surprising, but just like, oh, I wanted her to do better.
Yeah, the vote went in 133 for Alexa Bliss and 23 for Peyton Royce, but
damn.
Peyton Royce was up against a juggernaut here. I mean, Alexa Bliss made it into the finals last year and just barely lost to Paige. I think she only lost by like a couple of votes, like 3 votes or something like that. I don't remember for sure, though. Go back and check it out if you want to figure it out.
Wait, but, Alexa Bliss, she wasn't even on the main roster at this point last year, was she, in the tournament, or was she just now on the main roster?
No, she had, it was like a month before the draft or something, I think.
Okay, yeah.
But so she had been, you know, making a lot of headway. Kind of like what Peyton Royce is doing this time around.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are paying attention to Peyton Royce.
Well, good. Hopefully Peyton Royce has a better showing next year then.
Next year, I might have to do something like a little bit of finagling next year with the seeding, where it might be like, because we had Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns twice now. Seth Rollins won both times. So I'm kind of like, maybe I'll put them on opposite ends or something. Yep. And then maybe I'll do like Peyton Royce on an opposite end of Alexa Bliss and see what happens. Because maybe that would be the finals. You know, it'd be kind of interesting to see. Peyton Royce, big, big fan of her, but she's up against my girl. So she's got to lose. And that means our finals are Maryse versus Alexa Bliss. And right now, I'm not going to spoil what's happening because I want people to kind of pay attention and, you know, not just go, oh, all right, well, it's a guarantee.
And vote.
But we do have a sound winner right now going on, and it'll be interesting to see if that changes. But it's 78.2% in favor of one of these two.
Wow.
It's not going to change.
It's not going to.
No.
Yeah, and if you want to keep it secret, then I'm not going to say a goddamn thing.
Well, we'll go through our votes because I have not kept this secret at all. Alexa Bliss is my choice for who's going to win this tournament. There's something about that girl that's just like, I don't know, I would break her in half.
Tony, yeah. like I said, before this conversation started, I think a lot of guys like Alexa Bliss because how bitchy and dominant she acts in the ring, but yet she's still so tiny. They want to take her, break her in half and dominate her, and they think they can, and they like to fantasize about it. So a lot of guys are attracted to Alexa Bliss.
I do fully agree with that because I do think it's applicable to my mindset. But at the same time, when she was the baby face,
yeah,
I still was like, oh my God, this girl's gorgeous. Like that, like even actually before she started doing her debut, and they were just kind of like, they signed this woman named Lexi Kaufman, and I Googled her and I was just sort of like, holy shit, she is the best looking one that they just signed and stuff. So I've been a big fan of her ever since she, you know, first came about, like just in the rumor mill. So it's not entirely the bitchy attitude, but I will have to agree that the bitchy attitude was like a step up from like the cutesy glitter glitz kind of thing.
Character-wise, no, it was a wonderful improvement. She's doing wonderfully as a heel, but then even as a baby face, just like, oh, I'll be able to take her and do whatever I want with her. Yeah. She's a cutie. She's going to be mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why she's winning.
But she's up against a bitchy character too, so that's kind of interesting.
But she's a larger, more... I'm just going to shut up now. Sorry.
She's a larger, more what?
Nothing.
No, now I'm curious. Now you got to say it. It's been built up.
Personality.
She's harder to tame.
Exactly.
Plus, I don't know French. So, is anybody not going to be going with Alexa Bliss? Is anybody going to go for Maryse?
Yes.
Yes,
I'll be going for Maryse.
I'm going for Maryse as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It's mostly Maryse.
Right.
I was backing Alexa Bliss for most of the tournament because she is drop-dead gorgeous and she has a fantastic body. She has a great face. But then I just looked at the bracket when I'd clicked onto the page, immediately thinking I was going to vote for Alexa Bliss. And then just looking at the two, I just thought, wow, Maryse is just so much hotter than Alexa Bliss, and just voted for her.
You know, I think maybe in another life, Alexa Bliss maybe would be top two, maybe another year or two. But right now, she's in a solid third place for me. And Maryse is my number two, so Maryse wins.
Is Charlotte number one?
She's not actually in line. You know, I've actually warmed on Charlotte a little bit, you know.
After the fapping?
No, actually, I still have not seen the pictures from that. No, I don't watch wrestling as much, and she doesn't bug me as much. So, just from that standpoint.
Well, Kayla, I think who are you going with here?
Me? Easily going with Alexa Bliss here. I've been supporting her the whole tournament. I supported her last year. She's my pick to win.
I think Maryse is more sexy, and Alexa Bliss falls into the cute category, and I'm going to go with sexy. So no,
I completely agree with that.
I could see that, but I could also kind of, like, Alexa, I think Alexa knows how to work what she's got better than Maryse does at times. Mm-hmm. Maryse is, like, effortlessly sexy. She just kind of, like, stands there, and you're just like, wow, zip. But
right now, that's her job.
Yeah, that's true. Alexa's
arm candy.
Alexa's personality is sexier. Let's put it that way. Like, she's got the attitude more than Maryse does. Maryse is just like, let me, you know, show off what I've got and you do the work, kind of, you know.
Go with their significant others as well. The Miz is a much better catch than Wesley Blake.
No, she's or is it Buddy Murphy?
Oh, Buddy Murphy. I mixed the two of them up because interchangeable.
I still don't get how Wesley Blake was able to get Sarah Lee, because Sarah Lee is super cute. So
we knocked her up, didn't we?
Yeah, but even that, it's like, was that like just like one drunken mistake?
Could have been.
Insane. And she's like, she just had her kid like 3 weeks ago and she's already back to like a completely flat stomach. I'm like, oh man. I can't even lose like 5 pounds over the course of a month because I'm just like, yeah, but pizza's good.
Aren't you a stick boy?
Stick boy.
You always look so skinny to me in the pictures I've seen.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Not as skinny as stick boy Wiggins.
Twiggy?
Twiggy.
Twiggins?
The Wigmeister.
Twiggins.
I love it here.
Such a friendly, positive environment.
Yeah. This is going to be, you're going to hate it so much when I reveal that I've been suffering from bulimia or whatever for so long. And now it's we go all the like, way back to Alexa Bliss.
Oh, I got to be a superstar. I'm sorry.
It's going to be one of those things where we have on speakerphone and it's like, and joining us is Callum Wiggins and Callum Wiggins' therapist.
And Dr. Phil.
What's the name of Milhouse's doctor? It just popped in my mind. Dr.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. I can only think of the one that that Marge was with, where she was saying Lowenstein, and it's like, my name's Weig. Lowenstein. But I can't think of Milhouse's doctor.
Sally something, wasn't it?
Sally Wexler. Wexler.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay. Take that, Sally Wexler. Well, we had this discussion a little bit for the men's bracket of the different extra added poll questions that we were doing this time around, and we're probably going to be doing it for the future of different other tournaments, 2018 and so forth. But the alternative vote of the semifinals, if it would have gone the opposite way, Renee Young versus Peyton Royce would have been our finals. So the question for where that was, who would you have voted if those were in the finals? That's kind of interesting because I don't know who I would have voted for, Renee Young and Peyton Royce. Peyton Royce is hotter. But Renee Young's cuter. Renee Young's personality a lot better. But the body thing with Peyton Royce is like, she's hands down the better body.
Yeah.
Right now, Renee Young's winning. But it's not like a full-on blow-away vote.
Oh, this is a hard one for me. I really, really, yeah. Right now, I don't know who I would vote for.
I went with Renee.
I was just going to say, I think hard is the right word to describe most of us right now.
I'm not.
I'm pretty thick-skulled. Yeah.
I'm going Renee Young as well.
Drew, what would you go with? Renee Young or Peyton Royce?
Oh, 100%. I would go with Renee Young. She is a sweetie.
What was that again?
The smack of it was what was so weird.
Yeah, that's what got me.
If it was just, she is a sweetie, it would have been like, oh, it's a little bit creepy, but not too bad. And then the,
Yeah.
Having flashbacks of like the Tootsie Pop commercials and stuff.
Or the Eric Rowan promo from recent.
Yeah.
best body, best face, and best personality. That is real tough for best body for me, because holy shit, so many of these women are just amazing. Oh, I wouldn't agree with the
winner right now at all.
You know, as much as I'm a big fan of Alexa Bliss, I wouldn't go with Alexa Bliss either. She's not even in my top four. I wrote down four people I was going back and forth about. It was Maryse, Nikki Bella, Peyton Royce, and Eva Marie. And gun to my head, I ended up going with Eva Marie.
Yep, that's my vote as well.
She's a little too skinny for me.
I like skinny. Not down with the thickness.
I don't know why that sounded funny to me, but it did.
Not the that's that song.
Yeah.
God, this is a tough one.
It's real tough because it's like, there's 32 women here. Out of all the 32 women, I don't think that there's really like a bad body on any of them. Although I'd have to probably say that Natalia is my least favorite. And yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of some of the other ones. I mean, like I'm not, I don't really like Naomi's body too well. I'm not an ass guy, so that doesn't do much for me. And I think that there's a little bit of, like, I don't really want to rank Nikki Cross up that far. And actually, Mandy Rose, the more I see of her, the less I like her, because I don't like the muscular thing. So that kind of throws me off. But
that is the reason why I like Becky Lynch.
She gets your vote for that?
Not the winner, but no, just in general, because of her muscle, she is, I think she has a good body.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I don't think she has too much where it's a bit like intimidating, but enough where it just has an appeal to it.
Becky would have been quite not like hard. A Dana Brooke, but
no, yeah.
Yeah.
Becky's quite hard for me. I actually went with Emma. I think Emma's got a great body.
Is a not great bad. Choice. She's got a phenomenal body on her.
Yeah,
and she does. I was also going to say I was close to picking Charlotte. I think Charlotte's got great abs.
Totally not would not go with Charlotte on that. I see the happening ones.
I go with like the great abs. I think she's got a she is a well defined body as well, and she's also quite tall.
I like Carmella a lot too. I think she needs a little bit of a mention.
Yeah, she is. She has a great body as well. A bit thin, but that's not.
That's my only thing. She is a little too thin.
Fine with that.
I do like Lana.
Yeah.
Lana's got a great body on her. Not, this is like not being very face. Specific. The boobs, she loses points on Lana.
I think we also could give a little bit of mention to JoJo, because she has one of the best derrières of any woman on the roster.
I said before, I'm not an ass guy, but holy shit. Like, God damn, JoJo. Like, you can go to the shelving section of Home Depot and not find better racks to put stuff on than JoJo's ass.
Just keep talking, Tony.
This will all be used for some kind of court appearance later on, I'm sure. Any other names that anybody want to throw out for best body that we haven't really discussed yet?
No.
Sasha Banks Jax. Is up there. Sasha Banks I'd put in my top four, I would say.
At the moment, it's Alexa Bliss running away with it, and then Nikki Bella number two, and Maryse number three. They're not too far off from different people. It's only 77 votes out of that. Wow, so that's a lot of, like, somebody, like, one person voting for Nikki Cross, one person voting for... Only two people voted for Peyton Royce? Whoa.
How did she get so far?
Only two. Her body's her best feature.
Yeah. I think people are just forgetting about her as soon as they go on to the other one. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me.
We got two votes for Bayley.
Yeah. We could also mention Nia Jax, because she's four bodies in one, isn't she? So.
She's very full-bodied, I guess you could say.
She's not like most girls. She's like four girls.
Oh, man. Best face. Obviously, I'm going with Alexa Bliss here. I've talked about that ad nauseum. Second place would have been probably Carmella. I like Carmella's face a lot.
Completely disagree. But you're entitled to your opinion.
Very much so. Everybody is. There's a lot of good faces, but I'm actually more critical about the faces than I am with the bodies, because somebody like, say, like Bayley, I do not like Bayley's face all that much.
Exactly.
I think right now voting is ridiculous. That's Alexa Bliss, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she is.
No, she does. She wouldn't even be in my top five.
Babe. She has over 50%.
That is, they're just voting because it's her.
And they can vote and anybody, all 32.
That's disgusting to me.
On this one, for best face, I'd probably go with Alexa Bliss or Liv Morgan or Lana or let's see who else we got or Renee Young.
I'd go for Renee Young.
Can I just say that this also might be because her name is the first one on this list when you go to click on them?
No, because they weren't voting that way for the men's bracket.
I don't know, Alexa Bliss.
AJ Styles for one or two things, but
Yeah, but Alexa Bliss is the clear favorite.
Yeah, but that just might be because everybody likes her face, personality, and body.
It's Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
It might not be true, but everyone's voting for her.
We don't want to say all you other female or shit, but this one over here is like the new goddess or something.
So what you're saying is saying right now. She wouldn't be doing as well if her name was Zalexa Bliss.
What other people we got for face? So, I mean, yeah, now I'm going through. It's like Renee Young really would be up there for me. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that, like, this sounds mean to say, but it's like they don't have like a bad face by any means. But like when comparing the two people up against each other, like if I put like Renee Young against Summer Rae, it's like, well, clearly Renee Young's got a better face. But I don't think Summer Rae has as bad of a face as some people give her. Where like some people think that Sasha Banks has a horse face or something, and I'm like, I don't think so.
But I never thought that.
One of the things that surprises me in this is it looks like tied for third. One of them tied for third is Charlotte for that best face. That surprises me. Though. She's got four votes. Four people thought that Charlotte had a better face than any other woman in the WWE.
Yeah, that is
surprises me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even put her in the top half.
I don't think I'd put her in the, like, she'd be like the bottom fourth to me, I think. She's like pretty low on that list. I think Mickey James deserves more votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
She has one vote now? Two votes? Something like that? Where the hell is she on this graph? This is so hard to fucking figure out. God damn it, Google.
It's alphabetical.
Yeah, but it's not shown. She must have no votes then, because it goes Maurice over to Nikki Bella. Mickey James was on my short list for best face. I think that she's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
She'd definitely be one of the higher ones for me. My choices were between people like Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. I think, all joking aside, I think Paige does have a nice face for the most part. But I went with Mandy Rose.
How does Emma have more votes than Mickie James? We make chewed gum jokes. What the hell, people?
Well, they tried a gimmick of just trying to make her like the sexiest, making her out as the sexiest thing alive, and it didn't work.
Yeah, they failed.
Some people just got along. I went Mandy Rose because I think she looks a bit like, she resembles Margot Robbie to me.
Mm-hmm. I can see a little bit. Margot Robbie is so hot. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Charlie Caruso was somebody I think that really this year should have gotten more support than she did. I think that she's got a great body on her and a even more fantastic face.
People are just like unfamiliar with her at the moment, but just give it maybe a year or so and maybe she'll start showing up a bit more.
Yeah, I think that's part of that. I think Kathy Kelly's really cute too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more so into the personality side of things. Like Kathy Kelly was in my running for best personality. Didn't go with her. I ended up going with Becky Lynch. And
I think I did go with Kathy Kelly for personality.
Part of the reason I went with Becky Lynch, I have to admit, is because of the puns.
Yeah. I would probably go with Becky. And still, I don't think Alexa Bliss should have gotten as much as she has.
Yeah, best personality? Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I can't justify going
with Alexa Bliss. They are just voting because it's her.
Although Becky Lynch is up there. She's number two right now. Sasha Banks is number three.
And Bayley,
Yeah, Bailey's not too far off.
Bailey's in third. She has more than Sasha Banks. It doesn't look like that on the graph, but
oh, that's right. Yeah, she has two more votes than she does. That's weird. Why is it not showing up like that?
I don't know.
Renee Young's in the running a little bit, not too far behind. Kathy Kelly's got a couple of votes for her.
Renee Young was my choice because I don't think that she's like all nice. She's very like sweet person, but she's not all nice, and I don't want somebody who's just like all sweetness and like lightness like Bayley is, but someone who has a bit of an edge to them and is able to make those like dark jokes and you feel like you can get away with it around them.
Bayley has been ruined a little bit for me ever since Dane said she looks like she's turning 12 in August.
I was like, that's her character.
I know, but like her personality kind of works with that too, and it's like she is sort of like sickeningly sweet. And I don't want to hear that fucking story ever again of her writing that goddamn paper.
Yeah, enough enough already.
Yeah.
Drew, you haven't weighed in on a personality yet. Who are you going with, Fandango?
Oh.
Drew, turn your mic on. Did
Drew die? Drew. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh. No, I'm not dead. I'm alive and well. For best personality, I would go for Becky Lynch as well.
Did you say you were going with for best face?
Yeah, I went. I didn't say. My bad. I was debating in my head. Actually, I'm going to go with Lana.
Not a bad pick.
No, I like Lana's face.
I think Lana is super duper attractive. And I think she easily could win this tournament any other year.
With her hair down.
Either or. Doesn't bug me either way.
Depends how the dancer gimmick goes, I think. That could probably turn a lot more people's attention if she's just wearing revealing outfits and dancing provocatively every week.
Speaking of that, let's get that song back in your head.
Oh, okay. Yay.
Any other people for best personality that we think should be in the running? Somebody like real big fan of Billy Kay or something? I doubt it, but...
Becky Lynch, if I was going to hang out with someone, she's smart enough to make those puns. She's, you know, edgy and probably has a dirty sense of humor as much as I do. She just seems like someone I'd really like to hang out with.
Just have to put like the ground rule down and be like, just whatever you do, don't say the word up. Oop. OHP. Oop.
I mean, surely Paige has got to be in the running for this, right?
Ugh, God. Yeah, that's, if I had a worse personality one, it probably would be Paige. She is just a fucking train wreck.
Mm-hmm. And Nikki.
Nikki Bell would be very, very low on that best personality thing, too. That's true.
I'd add Eva Marie and Lana to the low ones as well.
Yeah.
Did anybody vote for, let's see, anybody vote for Eva Marie? I don't think so.
Does Lana have a bad personality? I don't really know.
I haven't watched too much of the Total Divas. From what I've heard from people is that she comes across as such a whiny, needy person. And Rusev is a saint for putting up with her.
Yeah, then that's definitely a factor, but totally agree with the other ones because, like, Eva Marie is a real pain in the ass, and Ember Moon's got a really great personality. She seems pretty cute. Her up, up, down, down kind of stints were, like, I could vibe with that, you know? I don't really know too much about, like, Emma, or I know virtually nothing about Dasha now that I'm thinking about it. Dasha's just sort of, like, background furniture.
I've heard that Stephanie McMahon has a very sweet personality backstage as well.
She seems like she wouldn't, but a lot of people really does. Like her.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird. Maybe she's like just really, really loves being a bitch character.
She has a business type personality, but she knows how to be a normal human being and pleasant at the same time.
And also she has...
No, I know some business people, like one of my teachers, you know, they have their business and can... you know, put up this horrid, frightening mask, but then turn around and be a wonderful person you'd like to hang out with.
Now, from the people that I've know who have met Stephanie McMahon, say that she's really a sweetheart behind, you know, backstage. So I think she's probably way different than her character. You know, you've seen shoot interviews and stuff, and she's good at playing the character, but I think she's probably a sweetheart.
And plus with the amount of money and power she has, who needs personality?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty, everybody. Well, that is the breakdown that we've got for the women's bracket. So again, make sure that you vote as soon as you possibly can to make sure that your vote counts for all these different questions on that poll, because that's it. No more questions after that. The finals will be determined, and we'll see who ends up winning this round, the 2017 Sexiest WWE Superstars Tournament, a couple days from now. Maybe this is Wednesday, so maybe I'll shut it off next Wednesday, give it a little bit more room to breathe or something, but... we will break down the results next week and tell you guys any of the other opinions that we've got going on and some other kind of different things like our closest calls and a list of like the biggest landslide victories about the whole thing and all the other jazz like that. So leave your comments below and tell us what you think about this. Last thing for us to take care of here are the plug sections. So Drew, why don't you toss them out that way?
Well, you can follow me on the Twitter machine at Drewseph White, and you get a McFrickin' Duncan on the YouTube, and subscribe to that as well.
Kaylin and Angie?
Yes, you can follow me at Kaylin Ferris, and make sure you check out Northwest Ohio Wrestling on Facebook. Lots of great events coming up all summer long. Got some big names coming in, so check that out if you are in the tri-state area, Northwest Ohio Wrestling.
Everything Kalen just said.
You were going for Big E and Big Cass and Big Damo, but you got big names, so that works.
That's right.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. Everybody's a big something or other at this point. Even Ryback was Big Hungry, and Eric Rowan was Big Red. Then Kane's the Big Red Machine.
Isn't there the big bear or something?
Yeah, one of our guys used to go by a big bear gimmick.
Yeah.
Big bear.
Shut up.
You can follow me on Twitter at Wigmeister14, and you can check out all of the articles on the Smock at Moment. I recently wrote one about Jinder Mahal being the worst thing that ever happened in the history of wrestling ever. You can find that and agree with me, because if you disagree, then you're wrong.
The veins.
From my side of things, everybody, obviously keep checking out smarkoutmoment.com and fanboysanonymous.com. Baywatch review coming up tomorrow night after I go see that movie and shove a whole bunch of popcorn in my face because I fucking deserve it. I've had a long week. That's popcorn. We have, obviously, the rest of the stuff from smarkoutmoment.com, as Callum mentioned, the weekly articles and any kind of other additions we need for like pay-per-view talk and stuff. That's all happening. Later on in this week, we're going to be doing our May mailbag. I have fucked that up every single time that I've said May mailbag.
The mailbag.
It's just the May mailbag thing. I keep wanting to say mailbag. And that's just an entirely different discussion from the mail bracket that we have going on here. But yeah, hit that subscribe button to get notified of when we post that up. And that'll be coming up a day or so from now. So stay tuned for that, everybody. This has been another Smark Out Moment, and we are being counted out.